This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States, Britain, and a handful of other allies answered dozens of Houthi attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden with a series of powerful airstrikes designed to severely degrade the Iranian-backed group's capabilities. VOA's Carla Babb has more on what was targeted.
Drone storage facilities, airfields that launch drones were targeted, cruise missile storage and launch facilities, ballistic missile storage and launch facilities, all of these things were being targeted in this attack. I've been told that manned aircraft from fighter jets, not drones, were conducting these strikes, and at least one submarine was also expected to be a part of these strikes as well, firing Tomahawk cruise missiles into Yemen.
VOA's Carla Babb. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said he sees a path to Gaza peace, reconstruction, and regional security after his Middle East tour. The AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Blinken left Cairo after rounding off a Middle East tour by holding talks with Egypt's president. Before boarding his plane, he told journalists that his visit established key objectives for peace in Gaza.
First, preventing the conflict from spreading. Second, getting more humanitarian assistance into people who need it. Three, increasing protection for civilians. Four, getting hostages out.
He also said his final objective was continuing support for Israel to make sure October the 7th does not happen again. U.S. officials have claimed modest success in getting Middle Eastern leaders on board with construction and governance scenarios in Gaza after Israel's war with Hamas ends. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's military on Thursday carried out air and ground attacks in the central southern Gaza Strip, while Hamas said Israeli attacks overnight killed dozens of people, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. This is VOA News. The United Nations top court began hearings Thursday on South Africa's case against Israel for genocide, a case that Israel and its top ally, the U.S., flatly refute. State Department spokesperson Vidhan Patel says the U.S. has urged Israel to take precautions regarding civilians.
We have been clear to Israel that they not only must comply with international humanitarian law in its operations against Hamas, but it needs to take all feasible steps to prevent civilian harm.
South Africa's legal team is seeking an emergency suspension of the Israeli campaign that started after the Palestinian militant group Hamas attacked Israeli civilians in October, killing about 1,200 people and took 240 hostages. Israel will present its arguments Friday. Judges could take years to rule. Brazil's president has chosen a former justice of the country's Supreme Court to be the next justice minister. We get more from VOA's Kim Lewis.
Brazil's President Lula da Silva on Thursday tapped Ricardo Lewandowski, a former justice of the country's Supreme Court, who ruled to free the leftist leader from jail in 2021, to be Brazil's new justice minister.
E feliz.
Lula says it's a win for the justice ministry, a win for the Supreme Court, and a win for the Brazilian people. Lewandowski, 75, was appointed by Lula to the Supreme Court in 2006 and served in that position until reaching the mandatory retirement age last year. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to meet with a veteran Chinese diplomat and a top contender to be China's next foreign minister in Washington on Friday, a day before Taiwan's elections, as the United States continues to caution China against using the elections as a pretext for instability. Blinken's talks with Chinese officials are described as ongoing efforts to maintain open lines of communication, responsibly manage differences between the two nations, and address a host of issues, including global and regional security concerns, such as tensions on the South China Sea. Taiwan will also be among the topics. Several Jewish students have filed a lawsuit against Harvard University, accusing it of tolerating anti-Semitism that has resulted in them being intimidated, harassed, and assaulted since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. In the Harvard lawsuit, they accuse Harvard of violating civil rights of Jewish students who are subject to a severe, hostile educational environment. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. For more news, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.